Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. My name is Elaine Summerfield, host of Inspire Indeed, where we're discussing community issues and hearing from people who are working to address them. The goal of this show is to highlight not just the challenges, but also the solutions, and inspire you to think about how you can get involved and make a difference with your deeds. Today, we'll take some time with a program that has a similar goal as this show. Connect VA is a one-stop resource to help individuals and nonprofits stay informed and work together. Some of you may know it as Connect Richmond, but it has since been revamped to Connect VA, and along with that, revamped its web resources. And it's now an even more valuable resource for people who want to get involved and organizations that want to make a difference. Mark Hickman is the Connect VA program manager, and he's here in the WRIR studio today to share all the details. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
Good to have you. Now, first, Mark, why don't you share a little bit about why Connect got started? What's a little bit of the history of Connect Richmond and Connect VA?
Sure. Well, let me take you back all the way to 2001. That seems like a bit ago now, but this was really before the advent of Facebook. Imagine before Facebook, before Twitter, before social media was really mainstream, when email was the primary means of online communication. And so faculty and students and staff at the University of Richmond, right here in town, along with the Community Foundation, they got together and they responded to a real need in the community, which was for one central place to share information about community needs, but also those answers that you just mentioned to those community needs. One place where you could share information and resources. And so in 2001, Connect Richmond was launched, and it actually began simply as a listserv. And over the years, it expanded. It went through several iterations. It grew into the Connect Richmond website that you referenced earlier. And, you know, moved around. It started at the University of Richmond. It moved to Virginia Commonwealth University. And then it became a program of the Partnership for Nonprofit Excellence.
What's the partnership?
The Partnership for Nonprofit Excellence is a nonprofit organization itself that is really in the business of building the capacity of nonprofits to better meet their missions, to work more effectively and efficiently, to work faster, better, and smarter. And so the partnership, through its four programs, one of which is Connect VA, addresses those needs.
And so Connect Richmond eventually found its current home at the Partnership for Nonprofit Excellence.
That's right. But also in the meantime, other sister sites, sister websites were launched as well. So in addition to Connect Richmond, there was also Connect Southside. And that website was almost the exact same thing, except that it served the Tri-Cities and surrounding counties to the south of Richmond.
So the Petersburg area.
That's right, exactly. And so along the way, in about 2011, Connect Richmond and Connect Southside decided to unify operations. So Connect Southside was operated by another organization called Southside Community Partners. So the Partnership for Nonprofit Excellence and Southside Community Partners. Yes,
partners
I know,
involved.
lots of names, lots of acronyms. But I mentioned them because they decided to collaborate together to unify the two websites under one new, redesigned, and shared website that we now call Connect VA.
Okay, so that's when Connect VA came about. And now you have Connect VA underway under the Partnership for Nonprofit Excellence. And what is it that, you mentioned that it started as a listserv. What is it that Connect VA does for the community?
Yeah, so it began as a listserv. And as I mentioned, it grew into a full website where you could find links to all kinds of information and where you could also share information. And so
types of information?
Yeah, well, I did want to mention that what also made Connect VA possible along the way was that the new website was done with the help of Genworth and the Genworth Foundation. And they donated a skills-based team that included human capital and financial support that helped us to launch the new website.
Oh, great.
And so with that help, with the help of the Community Foundation and other funders along the way, we can now have this full resource that builds on the successful legacy of the Connect system. So, you know, to answer your question, We are, what's cool about Connect VA is we are primarily a user-generated website. So what that means is that our registered users are really the ones who are populating the website with up-to-date content. So, for example, our job finder, that's where organizations, and these are primarily nonprofit organizations that we serve, but it is open to the entire community. And if you're looking for information, anyone can visit and use Connect VA, but it is primarily for nonprofit organizations. So if they're hiring, if they're looking for talent, they're looking for professionals, they can post their job opportunities on Connect VA. If they're hosting events and fundraisers, they can post them on our community calendar, so that way the entire community can search for them and find the details and attend those events. It's also great for planning purposes, so that if you get your event posted early on in the planning process, that will prevent other organizations from, you know, double booking and planning events on the same day.
Sure.
So, you know, nonprofits use it for both internal and external purposes, if you will. And then our item exchange. I like to call this the Craigslist of the nonprofit community, except that everything is free. It's a place to post free stuff for donation, if you have something available, or if you're a nonprofit that needs a specific item, such as computers or office furniture or what have you, you can post your need there as well.
And that's all found at the Connect VA website.
Yes, connectva.org.
connectva.org. Pretty simple.
That's
well,
right.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Mark Hickman, and he is the program manager of Connect VA, and he's talking about all of the information and resources that are available through this website. You spoke, Mark, about the job opportunities, and I thought that's very interesting because people are often asking me, where can I find a job in the nonprofit sector? How do I get started? So that sounds like a good place to start. If an individual was looking for a job in nonprofits, how would they access that information on the Connect VA website?
Yeah, we have become known as the go-to place for nonprofit and community-based jobs in the entire region. So, you know, very good point. It's really just a click away. You just visit connectva.org. There's a big orange button at the top of the page that says jobs. You can click on that, and there's an entire listing of job opportunities, recent job opportunities that have been up there for a month or less. And the great thing about Connect is that we're not really a middleman. You see those postings, and then you can contact the posting organization directly and follow their instructions as to how to apply for the position.
Do you need to register on the site in order to see those postings?
Not to see them. You know, they're to just visit the site, to browse, to click through and read the information. That's all free and open. You don't have to register. You just need to come and visit. To use some of our other tools and services, which, you know, we can talk about if you'd like, you can register as well.
So if you were an organization posting the job, you would need to register.
That's right. And as well as to post events on the community calendar, items available, and then anyone can also register to use our message board. So you don't have to be affiliated with an organization to use our new message board, which is actually our newest feature that we just launched recently. It replaces, if our listeners are familiar with the old Connect Richmond and Connect Southside email groups, it really replaces those groups. And what it does is it allows you to post messages in real time on a discussion board. You can see the questions. You can reply to them. It's really a place for issue-based dialogue and seeking answers to important needs and questions.
Information exchange,
yes.
Real-time information exchange on the message board. Well, do you need to go check the message board? Do you ever get email reminders that it's there? Because you know how it is when you have a resource that's on the web, and if you're not used to clicking in and checking in to it regularly, it's sometimes hard to get into the habit. How do you address that?
Yeah, great question. I'm glad that you asked that, because one of the other improvements that we made as we moved to Connect VA was our new daily update. So this is a daily email, and you can edit your subscription options in case you want to edit how you receive that daily update. We understand that inboxes get very full, but to your point, we don't need you to come visit the message board or the job finder or the community calendar every day. You can actually get the information that you need directly in your inbox through our daily updates. So when an organization or someone who's registered on Connect posts something on Connect, The daily update is a digest or a batch of all of that recently posted content. So recently posted jobs, events, items, and messages on the message board, as well as upcoming events. So you can see at a glance what are the events that are coming up within a week or so.
So you can get that coming to your inbox to remind you that that information is available.
That's right. You just need to register on connectva.org to do so.
And is there a cost to do that?
Nope, not at all.
It's a free open resource for anybody, right?
It is. The only things that we charge for are job postings. If you are an organization that is posting a job opportunity, it's only $30 per post per month. That equals a dollar a day.
Well, and that's not much when you consider the cost for posting other places.
Very true. We are very reasonable, and we are all about supporting our community, and we also have to support our own operations in order to continue to offer the tools and services that we provide.
Great. Well, again, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. You can hear our previous shows on the blog inspireindeed.blogspot.com. Today we're hearing from Mark Hickman, who is Program Manager of ConnectVA. He's sharing some details about the great resources that that organization provides. Again, it's just connectva.org. That's where to find it?
Yes.
Great. Now, we've talked a lot about the focus on nonprofits and the fact that you are that's your primary audience, but is it limited nonprofits? Like, if you don't work for a nonprofit, would there be anything of interest for you on Connect?
Definitely. As you said, our primary audience is nonprofits or the nonprofit sector, but it is open to all. So, for example, in addition to those user-generated tools that I mentioned, there's also an incredible amount of information, links, and resources to all kinds of resources, as I mentioned, on nonprofit management topics, but also anything that involves the community, ways to get involved. So ConnectVA may not offer it itself, but it can take you to the right place. So if you have an answer about something if you have a question about something in the community, chances are you can find the answer on ConnectVA, regardless of where you work or what you do.
So, for example, if you were looking for information on some after-school programs or something like that, you could go to ConnectVA and start clicking around in there to find some answers?
It really depends on what you're looking for. Uh-huh. And by the way, that's a great question because we are a shiny and new website, so we're also growing.
Gotcha.
And
I guess since it's user-populated, you're really depending upon the users to get on and get registered and put their information in there.
That's exactly right. So it is a work in progress, but we have grown tremendously. And like I said, we have become the one-stop communication network for individuals to share and access ideas, information, and resources to be informed and work together for greater impact. So that's everyone. You know, everyone, whether you're working for a nonprofit or you're a volunteer. You know, if you volunteer, then you're involved in the nonprofit sector. If you sit on a board or if you donate, if you've ever donated to, you know, a nonprofit, then you're involved. And so ConnectVA can be the one place where you can find the opportunities to do all of those things. One thing that I definitely want to mention, since you asked about some of our other audiences, is we also have a business directory. So for our business community, if you are a consultant or a business who provides services or works with the nonprofit community, we have a dedicated directory for you on ConnectVA. You can register for a business listing, and there are two options. There's a basic listing and there's a premium listing, which gets you an expanded profile and a lot more features and opportunities. So there's a place for businesses to engage as well.
So a business can go on and let their services be known to the nonprofits or the people that might be visiting ConnectVA.
That's right. And, you asked, you know, your example or your question was about, you know, after school care or mm-hmm. children's issues. It is user generated, but that means that it's going to be fresh and new and it's going to be coming straight from the source. So, for example, our message board includes a category specifically for Smart Beginnings Greater Richmond, which is focused on early childhood development. So you can find messages and information posted there.
Great. Now, we've been focusing on the website itself and what the resources that are available on the connectva.org website. But Mark, could you share a little more? I know that you do more than just manage a website. So can you share some information about the other types of things that ConnectVA is involved in beyond the website?
Yes, we are definitely more than a website. That is our primary online tool. You know, we're a virtual hub. But we are also building an in-person, offline program that really centers on three things right now. We offer technology training for nonprofits so that we can help nonprofits harness the power of technology to better meet their missions. We support young and early career nonprofit professionals. So if you are new to the sector, we offer opportunities for professional development, networking, and social events as well.
How do you do that?
Well, that is through our YNPNRVA chapter. So it's another acronym, but that stands for our Young Nonprofit Professionals Network. And it's actually a new chapter of a national organization called YNPN. And we just launched it last year. So this is, it's a free and open club, if you will, that anyone can join, but it is geared towards our young and early career nonprofit professionals. And we host a series of events throughout the year, again, focused on professional development and networking, and sometimes just socializing. So we'll have mixers, we'll have things called table talks, where we discuss issues of interest to nonprofit professionals. And then we also have a cool series called Nonprofit Undercover. And that's where we actually partner with a local nonprofit, and they give us a behind-the-scenes tour of their facility or their operations. And then we usually end with some kind of discussion and then a social at a local restaurant.
Well, that sounds like you kind of capture all of the points in that one event in terms of learning about a nonprofit as well as getting together, socializing, and networking.
Yeah, that's the goal, and they're a lot of fun.
So that's YNPN, and information about that is on connectva.org, right?
Yes, you can find information about all of our initiatives and events on connectva.org under the Join the Community tab if you're at your computer right now. And then our technology training is actually delivered through our 501 Tech Club, and we offer clinics, which are three-hour workshops on specific...
Now you say 501, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
yeah.
501 Tech Club makes me think it's like a 500-level class, and I don't know anything about technology. How do I get into that class? Is that what that means?
You know what? That's the first time anyone has ever pointed that out.
What's 501?
Yes, that's a great question. So it's for 501C, 501C3,
okay.
The nonprofit designation.
So that's a nonprofit term, 501.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And it actually is handed down to us from INTEN. So I'm going to throw another acronym at you, but this is the Nonprofit Technology Network. It's another national organization that we are working with to bring those national resources right here to Richmond.
So the technology training can be really basic things about like what sorts of things?
Mm-hmm. So we kicked off our nonprofit technology series, as a matter of fact, with our first clinic on planning. So how do you plan for technology? How do you know what technology you need and how do you get it? So that was how we kicked off our series. Then we just had one on selecting engaging social media content. You know, people know that they need to be on Facebook, but how do they know what content to put on there, when,
yeah.
How, you know, who are their audience, and what other platforms and tools should they use? And then quick plug on July 24th July 24th at 8:30, we'll be hosting our next one, which is on growing great websites. And how do you, get and lay out great content on your website?
And then also, since you are such a powerful website yourself at connectva.org, you have a lot of information and experience along those lines, too, that you can bring to the discussion, right?
Yeah, we love to sit in on our own clinics, on our own courses, and join the discussion. And in all honesty, we're always learning ourselves. So so we like to bring those tips back and see if we can apply them in our own work as well and really be a model for how nonprofits can use technology.
Well, it sounds like two great examples of how you're taking programs and networks that exist in other communities, exist on the national level, and you're taking those resources that are available and putting them to use here in our Richmond community.
That's right, yes. you know, we're one of the things that we focus on is collaboration. And so how can we partner with other organizations, with other programs to deliver bigger, better, greater, you know, programming and resources? So our third area of focus actually is, in fact, on innovation, social innovation, innovation within the nonprofit sector, but also across the sector. So, for example, in early September, we're going to be partnering with Work at Richmond and the Chamber's IE Initiative to host an event called Innovation in the Business of Philanthropy. And this is going to really spotlight and showcase local innovation on how businesses and nonprofits are connecting donors and nonprofits in new ways. And so we'll have a panel of local entrepreneurs, social entrepreneurs, and a featured speaker. So stay tuned for details on that.
You said that's later this year?
It's early September, I believe, September 5th, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I'm sure we could get the details on the event calendar on connectva.org.
That's exactly right, yes.
Yeah, well, just as a reminder, you are listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. And today we're talking with Mark Hickman, who is the program manager of ConnectVA. And it sounds like the event you were just talking about is an example of how the type of thing you want to encourage in the nonprofit sector, finding those natural partners that will help you accomplish your mission, right?
That's right. We have so many assets and so much talent right here in our region. And so imagine if we were all working together, building on our strengths and moving forward in that way. And that's something that ConnectVA wants to both promote and showcase the great work that's already being done.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're a part of that great work. You're really walking your talk. Is that the expression?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Definitely. We try. We certainly try.
Yeah. So I'm curious if you have any good examples of the value of Connect. You know, like, how does this work for an individual? What difference is it making in people's lives?
Sure. So one recent example, actually, talking about partnerships and collaboration, is one of the recent events that we held was called the Amazing Raise Strategies for Success. We partnered with Give Richmond, you know, which hosts the Amazing Raise every year. It's a 36-hour online giving event. And we worked with them to host a training event down in Hopewell, Virginia, where nonprofits who participated in this online giving event and had great success shared their tips and their strategies for how to do so. And this was the second year we did that. And the stories that come out of that event are always about how it was so helpful and so useful in preparing for the Amazing Raise, sharing those ideas, because everybody wins. You know, it's a friendly competition, but the more that we can get people to give back, of course, then the stronger our community becomes. And so it helps individuals, it helps nonprofits, of course, and volunteers, and like I said, it helps strengthen our community. You know, we talked about how we have become, ConnectVA has become the go-to place for nonprofit jobs in the region. And, you know, particularly as we are still working our way through the recession and as we get more people into the workforce, having that go-to place where you know you can go to a trusted resource for finding jobs, but also finding local talent is really important too. And I can't tell you the number of stories of people who have said that they found their job on Connect. I mean, chances are if you work in the nonprofit sector here in the greater Richmond region, you either found your job on Connect or you will find it on there if you're searching.
Great. Well, that's good to have that resource. And it's definitely, like you said, helping with the workforce development issues that are a concern across our community. And with the change in the economy, I know, you know, over the past several years, people have thought about refocusing their careers as well, maybe getting out of the corporate for-profit sector and looking to the nonprofit sector. So starting at connectva.org might be a way to explore.
Yeah, we definitely agree. I mean, it's a great way to explore. It's a great way to actually access and then take action on your interests and your goals.
Great. So we have just a couple minutes left, Mark. What's next for Connect? What's next on the horizon?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the other things I think that we have heard really makes a difference is, of course, the website itself. We wanted to be sure that we listened to our users, that we took their feedback in launching the new website. And we've gotten great feedback so far. It's definitely a work in progress. There are bugs and other issues that we need to address. But people have been very great about letting us know that it is so useful. And so we want to continue to make it useful. We want to continue growing the content and enhancing the content on the website, improving it, improving the user experience so that it's easy and user-friendly and intuitive. We're working on doing all of those things. We're going to continue to expand and grow our offline, our in-person programming that we talked about. So again, the best way to keep in touch with us is by registering on connectva.org, because that allows you to receive our communications and really keep your pulse, keep the pulse on of the community.
And stay in touch with what ConnectVA is up to as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, great,
exactly.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Mark, for joining us today. Mark Hickman is program manager of ConnectVA.org, and he has been gracious enough to share his time and expertise. And I always ask people at the end of the show to remind us how to find you. You've done a great job throughout the show, but let us know, Mark, one more time, where to find your information.
Definitely. It's ConnectVA.org, or you can email us at info@ConnectVA.org as well.
Great. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you.
And as always, I'm very thankful to my fellow volunteers here at WRIR, which is a volunteer-powered station here at 97.3 FM. My name is Elaine Summerfield, and you've been listening to Inspire Indeed, a show that focuses on community issues through the lens of nonprofits and change makers who are working to make a difference. I hope you learned something new on the show today and are ready to go out and make a difference with your deeds.